Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today, I am joined by actor and Chargers fan, Mr. Jason Font. How's it going, Jason?
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Once I saw the Chargers hat, I thought twice about actually interviewing you, but hey, I thought, why
You
not?
almost hung the phone up on me, and I was like, wait, what's going on?
I know. So you're in Dallas, you said. So you're going to be going, well, speaking of the Chargers, you're going to a football game here soon, I hear.
So every year, me and six of my buddies from grade school, we're from the upstate Illinois area, so we're a big Bears Packers rivalry.
Okay.
So I'm a huge Bears fan, but I live in LA
You there? Hello?
Chargers,
Hello
so it's
there?
kind of like my local team. But 18th year, and when we go to the stadium for one day, we become the biggest fans of the home team, just to say we're a Cowboy fan for a day. So we get decked out in the gear with the beads, the hats. We do it everything. So for one day, we're a fan of a different team just to have fun. So we'll be big Cowboy fans on Sunday.
Yeah, the Cowboys beat us. Beat my Chiefs this year. So, yeah.
Did they really? It must have been
Yeah,
in
he
Denver.
did. Yeah. Well,
So it'll be
anyways.
fun. So that's
Yeah.
where we are. We're doing a little game this weekend.
Gotcha. Sounds fun. But I also wanted to I know a tragedy happened earlier this year for you, Jason David Frank. Your former Power Ranger, which I grew up on the Power Rangers, every Saturday morning, the cartoon Power Rangers, and so that was my childhood. So thank you for my childhood, first off.
Thank you, buddy, and thank you for your he died in, man, 2023, so it's been a couple years now. It's been
Oh, okay. I thought it was earlier this year.
no, it's it, yeah they're always commemorating him on his birthday and stuff, so sometimes social media it makes it look like it just happened, but it's been a couple years, but it definitely sent shockwaves through our whole Power Ranger family.
I know that he had a relative, I think, or his younger brother kind of went out the same way as he did by committing suicide.
Yep, unfortunately, the exact same way.
Yeah, the exact same way. Yeah. When did you get the news of him passing away? Did you know that maybe this might have happened, or was there telltale signs of it?
No, not at all.
No.
He was Jason was the toughest guy that I know, in terms of like his martial arts and his fighting experience. Like he was that guy. But I think sometimes with early fame like that, it can be tough. You when you're on People magazine's 50 most hottest people or best looking people, by the time you're 19 or 20, it's like I think there's these expectations to keep rising, and you don't really know failure because you've been a kid, and you haven't, I mean, I for me personally, before I had any success, I'd gone to college, I'd worked in factories, I'd waited tables, I'd bartended, I spent years until I was 27 in college getting my degree, so I kind of built up, kind of those calluses. But I think it can be hard for young success, and if it the success, peters a bit, it can be difficult for a lot of people, and I think that kind of happened.
Yeah, I've heard that getting too much fame at an early age is really not a good thing. I look at like the Brady Bunch, all those kids that got all those fame, or the Monkees, or someone like that. And fortunately, they've been able to manage it somehow. But seems like quite a few of the younger people have not been able to do that.
The number, yeah, the percentages are astounding. Very few come out of that unscathed, unfortunately, and that's why with my daughters, I have three daughters now, but my older daughters, I've pushed them so far away from Hollywood. It's just I've never given them a chance to do all that, and I'm just like, you guys gotta
Yeah.
grow up, work regular jobs, get your education, and when they're adults, if they want to do that, they can. But definitely, I didn't never got them into anything, never once.
Yeah. So, Jason, before you got into acting, you had another route that you were going, and something I wanted to do was professional baseball. You were a baseball player, and you were in the Chicago farm system. Was that true?
No, it's funny because I played college and professional baseball. So I went to college at University of Iowa, and then I transferred to the University of North Carolina, Asheville. Fun story, my college coach was the coach of the San Diego Padres the last 3 years.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. He just retired, unfortunately, but he was the coach of the Padres. And then I played pro ball in Huntingburg, Indiana. So that's, independent ball is where you go, like the real high level college players that didn't get drafted played independent ball. That's kind of like your next step to kind of get picked up. And so I played pro ball there. I made $500 a month, just enough to pay for my rent and my gas. But I was getting paid to play baseball, which is pretty cool. And then when they released me, which they did later that year, I kind of it hit my peak, I think. And when they released me, I literally packed up 2 weeks later and moved to Hollywood. And that was the story. So for whatever reason, the Wikipedia page says I hung up the cleats to be an actor. And I don't know who puts those things, but I'm like, no, they said to me, you're done playing. And then I said, okay, great. I'm going to move on to the next phase. So yeah, I wish it was that of a story. Like, I gave it up, but no, they gave me up.
Were just too good for them, Jason.
That's what I try to tell myself to sleep at night, Mike. That's what I try to tell myself.
But you were also talking about martial arts earlier. You're also a martial arts guy yourself. I'm guessing you and Jason probably trained together.
No, we always lived in different areas. So we worked out together, but yeah, he was always in Houston. I was always in LA. So when
Oh,
we'd
there's
see each
no.
other, it was just filming. We would go and like hit the gym, but not train together. Yeah, I trained Jeet Kune Do back when I first came out to LA, and then I did jiu-jitsu recently. So my experience in martial arts is way less than his was. This guy did it for decades, but I definitely have some training that I've done over the years.
But you are a black belt in Taekwondo, right?
I'm not.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Nothing. I will never believe Wikipedia again, ever.
Hey, I'll let them keep putting it out there because that's fine, right? I mean, I'm a pro athlete and then I gave it up and I'm a black belt in Taekwondo. So they can, if anyone's watching, go ahead, put up jiu-jitsu too. Make me a black belt in that. It's just going to help my street cred.
Next thing they will say is you once dated Madonna.
Well, that's true. I actually did date Madonna. That was just a one night thing though, so that's I don't know if you really want to count that. No, I did not date Madonna.
I thought you were going to run with that. Say, yeah, I actually did, and you were going to go into details with that.
Oh my God, I started to, and then I was like, you know what, my wife's gonna go, hey, that's not that funny,
Yeah,
because we
well.
never bring up our past. So she's like, I don't want to
Oh,
know anything
okay,
about your
gotcha.
past. So she's gonna be like, wait a minute, was that true? I'm like, no, honey, it's not true. She might actually high five that, but no, it's not true.
Well, speaking of your wife, you actually welcomed baby number four this year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep. Baby number four. I've
And
got three girls and a boy now.
that's actually what you wanted. You said you wanted a boy because you had three girls.
Yeah. I love my girls. So we agreed to have two kids. She's a bit younger than me. So that was all part of the plan is to have two. And I was fine with another girl. Like the way that I love my little girls, like I know girls now. So I love it. So I was like, man, what's gonna be like to have another dude around, Someone trying to challenge me. And so I was like, if it's a girl, I'm totally fine with it. And people didn't believe that. But I have my son and I'm excited for that. And of course everyone's healthy, so that's all that matters.
I saw that on the internet you had him in or no, I think it may have been a pink suit or something, like a Power Ranger. You had a Power Ranger next to, or was it one of your daughters?
Yeah, if it was pink, it was one of my daughters. I won't put my son in pink. So I
Oh,
think
well, yeah.
it was a red it's probably it might have been my daughter, but anything with him, he's had the red stuff on. Yeah, the red helmet. And we've even
Or the
got
red, yeah.
the fans have given us onesies from all over the world. So we got these cool little one of them says my daddy's the Red Ranger, so it's kind of cool.
It is. Now, I have to ask. I mean, what's it like being the Red Ranger? And all these kids and teenagers have seen you all over the world, grew up with you, and being part of that franchise. What's it like being the Red Ranger, being in that costume?
Well, I'll tell you what. So the truth is, for those who don't know, we rarely wear the costume. I do all the acting. And then, spoiler alert, when the bad guys come, they morph into the Rangers and the stunt guys do all the fighting because they got to keep us from getting hurt. So I'm kind of like the Peter Parker to Spider-Man, right? It's cool. I'll tell you what though, Mike. You go by Mike or Michael?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Either one. Okay. So
I'm good.
I called you Mike a couple times and I just didn't know if you
Yeah.
liked Mike or Michael. So it, we did the show and the show ended and I was on to the next thing, trying to get the next job. I didn't think twice about Power Rangers. As a matter of fact, when the show ended, people didn't really take it seriously, and so the agents, it wasn't getting me new work. And 25 year or 12 year 10 years later 10 years later 10 years later just a complete afterthought. It wasn't a big deal. 10 years later, they go, "Hey, we want you to come to this Comic-Con." And I was like, "What's a Comic-Con?" "Well, you come and the fans meet you, and then you can, you have your pictures out, you sign, you make money doing autographs, they take pictures, you make money." And I thought, "Well, no, I'm not going to do that." I said, there's been several Red Rangers since me, and I'll feel like, my joke I always say, I feel like the guy in college coming back to the high school prom, right? "What's this guy doing here?" They said, "No, trust me, your season has become popular, and Power Rangers is started this resurgence." All right, I'll go. I went. And so I went to this event, and it was just like all this fanfare, and it was signing autographs and taking pictures. And I had no idea that that fan base had grown from kids to more adults, blown away by the popularity of the show. So thanks to Jason David Frank, I embraced these shows. And the show, as these kids get older, they become collectors, and then they redo the action figures, they redo the comic books. And now, 25 years later, I get recognized on the streets way more now. Now I can go anywhere. And we were just going to go to a sports bar, and they're like, "Hey, we need to reserve a table." And they're like, "We don't do that. I'm sorry." I'm like, "Hey, you know what? I'm the Red Ranger in the TV show. I'll pump your star up." They're like, "Come on in. We'll make it." So now it gets me reservations at restaurants. It gets me on the field during games. And I go, "Where was this 25 years ago?" There was no fanfare. But so all that to say, it's really cool. I've enjoyed the responsibility that it comes with, and the stories that I hear from people. I mean, I just got back from Singapore and Peru. The stories that I hear all over the world, it how I really helped people's lives when they were young that went through bullying or abuse or cancer. I mean, the stories that I hear are some of them just bring you to tears. So I was a big part of people's lives, and that feels good.
Absolutely. So it was Power Rangers and Pink Panther for me that I grew up on. Those were the two. Oh, and Sesame Street too.
All right, there you go. Pink
Those are like
Panther. Great.
the three main ones. So,
Did you
anyways.
like the adult versions, Mike, oh my God. Did you watch the adult ones when they came out?
I've seen a few of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but mainly the
The cartoons.
cartoons.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your project you have out.
Yep.
It's called An Old Friend. And tell us about that movie that's out. And you guys have won a lot of awards too. I mean, it's won what, over 50 festivals now, film
Yeah.
festivals.
It's killing it. It won best screenplay in a Seattle writing contest in which they're partnering with Holly Shorts. So in the screenplay, whoever wins this contest they run yearly gets their short film funded. And short films are nothing I've ever been in before. It's really designed for young directors and crew to kind of come up and kind of showcase their talents as directors. It's not something as actors we do a lot of. There's really no money in it. So it's not that it's a bad thing. I just have never really done them before. So they sent me the script. Ben Andrews was my a good friend of mine. They got the script. It won. It was an amazing script with a twist ending that nobody sees coming. And I read it and I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing! This is amazing!" The end brought me to tears. And you'll see why when the movie's released. And I was like, "Man, I'm in." And tell me what we're going to do. And it took like 4 years to get it done, but it was that good. So they finally filmed it, COVID, and then they wanted to make it a feature, back to a short. Finally got it done. And then they started to submit to festivals. And then it won, and then it won, and then it won, and then it won. And suddenly it was winning so much that I laughed. The producers are like, "Jason, we don't know what to do with this. Every weekend we're winning two more festivals. We don't know whether to just keep every weekend we win, we win, we win. Oh, by the way, you won Best Actor 2 weeks ago at Staten Island Film Festival. Oh, by the way, you won Best Actor at the Spain one." I go, "Guys, you got to let me know this. Like, let me enjoy the win." So it just accumulated, Mike. And then they so we said, "Hey, let's try to get this thing qualified for an Oscar." And then we got qualified, and that was very, very exciting. So that's where everything was as of a few days ago. Yeah.
It sounds like this is going better than the Power Rangers at first.
it is. It is. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, we're excited that it's just doing so well, and it's going to win festivals, and it's going to get these young directors a lot of great opportunities, and that's really the point of it all, so they can get out there.
It seems like that's the future of Hollywood, is the indie film market, short films.
Yeah.
So is that something now that you're going to be pursuing a lot more, is short films?
Yeah, it opened my eyes up. I mean, it's I think anytime you can meet young directors, and the up and coming filmmakers, that's a great thing, because these guys are, you're meeting a whole new slew of people coming up, and that's always good to meet great people, and especially guys like
Oh, yeah.
Duke and his two brothers have been little film prodigies since they were like 8 years old, filming and filming and filming. So you meet great people, and it's also, it's not a lot of money in that, but it's paid acting class, so you're continuing to train, and it's kind of like you're getting paid for acting class, so it's pretty cool.
Now, I did want to ask you something else, going back to your baseball career.
Yeah.
Now that you're out of the baseball scene and you're down in Dallas, do you ever root for the Texas Rangers as well, or Houston Astros?
No, it's for me, it's I grew up in Chicago, so I'll always be a Cubs
Oh, the
fan.
Cubs.
Yeah. I'm always going to be a Cubs and Bears fan. And the Chargers hat is just because, like I said, I live in LA, so I'm like, well, let me have a team there. So I kind of have my wife and my girlfriend. That's the joke my wife loves. But the Bears are my wife, the Chargers are my girlfriend, and that's kind of why I have the Chargers hat on.
1985 for the Bears was quite the season.
I know,
Yeah.
we don't let it go. That's what we cling on
No.
to all the time.
Mike Ditka, Walter Payton, all those
Yeah.
guys, anyways.
That was big.
But
That was big.
yeah, absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. It was very nice to get to talk to you, sir.
Yes, Mike, thanks for having me, buddy, and best of luck, and I'll look forward to seeing the final product.
Oh, thank you, sir. Much love to you as well.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Hope you're well, Leia.